It's been dubbed the Battle for Blackfriars Bridge. Work to alter the layout of the bridge is going to start this evening, despite protests from cyclists and some politicians. Cyclists claim the controversial redesign by Transport for London may cost lives. TfL, however, insists the changes have to be made and will be safe. But the mayor appears to have indicated that the plans may have needed a bit more thought. Well, joining us now to discuss this is Mark Ames, who contributes to the iBike London blog, and also Ben Plowden, Director of Better Routes and Places for TfL. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Can we start with you, Mark, if we may? What's in the shell of a nut? What's the problem from the cyclist perspective? What are the dangers?
Sure. Well, essentially, at the moment, the junction at the north end of Blackfriars Bridge is 20 miles an hour and two lanes in each direction with reasonably good quality cycle lanes. Under the scheme which Transport for London want to introduce, which we only originally had 5 days to consult on, they want to increase the speed limit from 20 miles an hour to 30 miles an hour and increase the lanes for traffic from 2 to 3, basically introducing a sort of motorway-style junction on a bridge where at peak times cyclists and pedestrians, of course, far outnumber motorised traffic. And there's genuine concern amongst the cycling community that these designs will make cycling more dangerous.
I think you said, if I heard you right there, because the phone line's slightly muted, that you originally only had 5 days consultation. Was that extended then?
Well, after extensive lobbying by sort of concerned cyclists and concerned pedestrians, Transport for London reopened the engagement on the scheme and sort of said that they would add in better cycle lanes. Those cycle lanes that they've introduced are actually not up to design standard. Their own safety audit, in fact, has said they are an issue of concern. So it's been a sustained campaign of petitioning and writing and all the democratic channels to try and get Transport for London to listen. But it would appear that this evening they're going ahead with their scheme all the same.
Of course, it could just be they've listened and decided that actually your points aren't sufficiently weighty to be considered, and they're going to maybe adopt one or two of them and go ahead with it. You just simply haven't got your own way.
Well, it's not just our way, in fact. I mean, I wouldn't mind if it was just me whistling in the dark, but in fact, over 2,000 people have signed a petition. The Greater London Authority have passed a unanimous party political motion saying that the entire scheme should be revised and the speed limit reconsidered. Even the chair of TfL, Mayor of London Boris Johnson, says that he thinks that more work needs to be done on the issue. But Transport for London, who of course aren't elected and are unaccountable, have gone ahead.
Well, they are accountable with respect. They are accountable to the London Assembly.
Well, it would appear that they're not listening to the London Assembly because they're going ahead anyway.
Turning now, if we may, to Ben Plowden, Director of Better Routes and Places for TfL. Some fairly strong words there from Mark Ames. What's your response, Ben?
Well, the first thing to say is it's very important to remember why we're doing these junction works. The junction works are necessary to allow the reopening of Blackfriars Station after its three-year, £550 million upgrade. And there's going to be a huge increase in the number of people going into and out of the station on foot. In fact, there's going to be a tenfold increase in people going in and out of the station on foot. And in order to accommodate that increase, we've had to make more pavement space available for pedestrians and put in two new pedestrian crossings to allow street level access to the station. We've also got to do that in a way which allows all the other people going through that junction, which includes cyclists of course, but also bus passengers and taxi drivers and regular traffic, to go through the junction safely and efficiently. And we think, having responded to several of the concerns raised by people during the consultation, we've managed to do that in a way which allow pedestrians to use the station in vast numbers, but also everybody else who has to go through that junction, particularly in the rush hour, to do so safely and easily.
When you say safely and easily, that seems to be at the heart of Mark's concerns. Is that right, Mark?
Absolutely. We're not doing this, we're not jumping up and down with anger just because, we're itinerant cyclists. We're genuinely concerned about safety, and that is the nub of the issue. I don't see how increasing the road lanes from 2 to 3 and increasing the speed limit are beneficial to all those thousands of people who are going to come out of Blackfriars Bridge at all. In fact, their exposure to road danger will be increased, so it won't be as safe for them as Ben makes out.
Well, that's simply not true. And we're putting in two... This will not be a motorway-style junction. You don't have two pedestrian crossings within 50 metres on most motorways. And the 20-mile-an-hour speed limit, it's very important to get this clear, was introduced in solely to allow construction traffic into and out of the site and also to stop traffic going over a part of the bridge at speed that wouldn't support it. There is no history of speed-related crashes on this bridge or at that junction, and that will be the only reason you'd put in a permanent 20-mile-an-hour speed limit. And during the rush hour, which is when most cyclists and other users will be going through the junction, traffic speeds will actually be significantly below 20 miles an hour because of the pedestrian crossing.
Let's get a final word, if we may, from Mark. Thank you very much for joining us. That was Ben Plowden there, Director of Better Routes and Places. So what's the next step for you, Mark?
Well, Paul, we've exhausted all the democratic channels. Like I said, the mayor has said he's concerned. The Greater London Authority have passed a motion calling for Transport for London to stop. We've petitioned, we've written, so unfortunately this evening there will be a demonstration on Blackfriars Bridge because we want Transport for London to make places for people. You know, the value of a place should be based on, you know, it being a space for everyone, not just trying to force as many cars and buses through as quickly and unsafely as possible.
Got to leave it there, I'm afraid. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for joining us. That was Mark Ames there, who contributes to the iBike London blog, and also Ben Plowden, Director of Better Routes and Places for TfL South. We see if there is disruption this evening on Blackfriars Bridge. You hear about it here.